on a typical year, we like to start right here at the base of the annual flood control zone. We start capturing that snowpack, the plain snow coming off in typically April or March and April time frame. In high runoff years, we will enter into this exclusive flood control zone. And as that name implies, when we hit that zone, we are operating strictly for flood control. Throughout the rest of the summer, when we start capturing that mountain snowpack and any rainfall we have, we meter that water out that we have stored, supporting all 8 authorized purposes, and ending right back at that base of the annual flood control zone. During droughts or long-term droughts that we have, we'll start drawing those reservoirs down into this carryover multiple use zone, and that is kind of the savings account for the system. That helps us get through those long extended droughts, still supporting all 8 authorized purposes. However, once we enter into that zone, we start implementing some of those drought conservation measures, like reduced reservoir releases or reduced flow support for navigation downstream of Gavin's Point.